electronic world. What is it that you miss? What are the things that you crave? Can you shake the brainwash off? Stand up and be brave. Be a peaceful warrior, be brave. Yeah, be a peaceful warrior, be brave.
Okay, what's your name, Robert?
Robin Knight.
Now, what were you doing before you'd even heard of COVID?
I was just living a normal life, detecting, watching the kids play sport and...
detecting, like looking for gold?
Gold, detecting it around Bendigo here, so...
You ever had any luck?
I've had a lot of wins. I don't say it too much because everyone then follows you out in the field, so yeah.
And then COVID came, how'd that affect your life and everything that went with it?
Well, initially when it came out, so I was in the medical field as in emergency services. So it was mandate that if we wanted to keep our jobs, that we had to go and get the jab. I held off right to the very end when they said that our jobs were on the line. So I had Moderna. So as you're probably aware, Moderna was around and in Switzerland, Sweden. It was another type of medication which they twist around for COVID, with a lot less side effects, where AstraZeneca and the Visa, that was just what I believe now has been horrific for a lot of people, especially from my family.
Well, when you took it, did you feel like you were okay with it, or did you feel like you were being blackmailed or coerced?
It felt like I was being blackmailed, and the main reason I took it, because I've got elderly parents. So Dad's 81, Mum's 76, 77, going on 77. So... is how the government made out how bad it would be and how it would affect the elderly and everything like that. I took it because of my grandchildren and my parents. Otherwise, I wouldn't have taken it.
Yeah. And you weren't affected at all?
No, I don't think I have been. But really, it might be too early to tell. I have had a few medical conditions, but I just believe that may be through age, but I'm not ruling anything out.
But your family's been affected?
Yeah, so my older son, who's 32, he was sort of always been a bigger lad, but loved his sport. Like, for a bigger lad, run all day, playing football, playing cricket, played A-grade cricket. And when he first started, or before he had the jab, he was A-grade, open bowler, open batsman. So this year, he can't play. So he was diagnosed early last year, that he had myocarditis and pericarditis.
He had both of them?
He had both. So, and he's lost 30% function of his heart. So he got a pacemaker put in, I don't know if it was late last year, early this year, to help keep his heart in check. So he was on these medications, and he had started to have fluid build up in the ankles and a whole range of medical issues, which with the doctors trying to probably rule and iron things out, they give him too many drugs. So they've taken him off half, and he seems to be improving, but he won't get that 30% from his heart, because that's like, it's died. So.
And does he think it's natural, or does he think it's connected to the jab?
So it's ironic, his half-brother, I won't say his name, but he's got exactly the same condition, and he had exactly the same jabs. So it's really hard to say it's genetics when different, the same father, different mothers, and they both got exactly the same condition. So... was very touching. Oh, just said his name, but he was very touch and go. He had some good doctors that did help him, and he has a bit of a quality of life, but nowhere near same with Jordan. That they'll have their normal life back, I don't believe. And as of last week, my daughter has been now diagnosed with myocarditis. So, and she's only young, and she's losing circulation in all her fingers. It's like she's not getting no blood supply. So that she's got restriction. I thought it might have been carpal tunnel, and I think it's a bit more involved because they've just diagnosed her with that. So it's ongoing. It's
when you heard the news, especially about your daughter, how'd you feel?
Angry and shocked in regards to that. You know, the doctors won't tell you that's from the jab, but they will. So
what do you mean they won't say, but they will say?
Yeah, they say, oh, you know, have you had this condition before? No, not until I had the shots, or before the shots I was fine, and now I've got all these medical complaints coming on. Do you think that could be from the jab? And they say, well, it might be, most, you know, it could be, but they won't say, oh, yes or no. They not denying that it is, but they're not saying that it is either. So I think they're standing on the fence, a lot of the doctors, because they'll get deregistered. And, you know, they're probably helping a lot more people at the moment with their job than admitting and saying straight out that, yeah, it's from the jab for COVID.
So you're trying to make the best of the fact that all your three kids have been injured?
Well, you know, two kids, yep, and I've got five kids altogether.
Yeah.
And touch wood, the other three will be okay, but it's early days yet. Like, these things are starting to come out the woodwork, left, right and centre, as you're fully aware, and it's just really disappointing because, you know, it was like putting in front of a firing squad. If you don't take this, we're going to load the gun and put bullets in there. So I didn't do it out of choice. I was pushed in to keep my job, to keep a roof above our, you know, over our heads, and also to sort of keep in me field with emergency services. And I've been doing that since 94, 95. Worked all over Australia and overseas. And it's a passion of mine to help people. I've been in the SES, Queensland Fire and Rescue, so I'm a little bit versed on, you know, medically what goes on and what doesn't go on. And I don't believe that Jordan had that medical condition initially. I think something's brought that on.
Yeah. Surely three kids. I mean, if it was one, you'd go, okay, you got unlucky, but three, it must have...
Yeah, I agree. And, like, you know, when he told us initially, we were all shocked. 6 weeks later, guess what? Jordan, exactly the same thing. And now Mia, she's starting to go through it. And we, you know, they said if it doesn't improve, she'll be getting a pacemaker as well. So...
How's your partner handled?
Look, we've gone through a bit over the years, and we've got our best interests for our kids, and we just, you know, we got to be strong for them. As much as I'm worried for them, we can't change the cards we're dealt. You know, we got dealt all jokers, I hate to say, because what went on without having choice, you know, we're not in Russia, we're not in Germany, you know, we're Australia. We've got freedom of speech. We should be able to choose, not get pushed into that we'll lose our jobs, that we'll be vindicated with different things. We'll lose our registrations or licences, whatever. We can't go to the supermarkets. We can't do this. That's criminal, I believe. That's my own view. But, you know, we've got to... It's a bad thing. We've got to look at the bright side of things in regards to that we've still got our kids. A lot of people have it. You know, a lot of people have lost family.
Yeah, in Bendigo?
Oh, yeah, well, in Australia in general.
Yeah. Yeah,
as you'd be well aware, you know, and it's sad. We're lucky. We've got our five kids with our 11 grandkids. So, you know,
Do you think it's just like your family just got bad luck, like the government did the right thing, forced vaccinating everyone, but... Or do you think maybe there needs to be a Royal Commission to look into... What's exactly happened?
Definitely a Royal Commission. I know the European countries are looking at trying to sue the governments now because of, you know, the human rights type issues. We shouldn't be made to do anything we want. Like, you can't make somebody, you know, consent to something and twist their arm behind their back. You know, that's criminal. It's just like, it's a... it wasn't thought out. I think it was a knee-jerk reaction what happened. If they would have waited 6 months to see what was happening with the populace, you know, what you have to understand with the flus and everything like that, that's just another type of coronavirus. Mm. So it may be a worse strain, and we take boosters every year for our flus and everything like that. I think we jumped the gun. We followed everyone else instead of being individuals. And I think we're going to pay for that eventually in the long run, because people have taken something that's not proven. There was metal and that found in samples. There's a whole range of things that people don't hear about. They were saying that they had barcodes they could register with phones. I've never seen anyone like that, but you know, that's all through the internet when it first came out.
We have seen someone do that. It's sort of been proven. I don't know any more than you, but there's really weird shit.
Yeah.
Can I ask, how do you feel when you see the politicians and everyone saying safe and effective and or this, or have you had governments reach out to you to offer you condolences or help?
They haven't done nothing. They haven't even said sorry. You know, the Indigenous people have had more response what happened 50, 60, 70 years ago than what's just happened in the last three years. So, you know, I think they are Australians a bigger polity, and I think we need to, like, once your genetic changes with your DNA, it's hard to turn back. And this might sound a bit eccentric. We got fruits now that once upon a time on veggies that you'd put on the shelf in the fridge and they'd last 3 days and they'd be rotten. Now they last 3 weeks, 3 months. So when you genetically modify something, whether it be foods and that, we've now got ADHD, we've got DDD, we've got all these different ailments because our food's changed, so our body takes 10, 20, 30 years to catch up. They've given us something that's changed our DNA. What's going to happen in the next 20 or 30 years in comparison?
You've got to be honest, like, I know you're in your 50s, I'm a bit older than you, but when you were at school, was your school full of people with autism and Asperger's?
Look, we had the few hyperactive kids, and that was just hyperactive. I mean, he was classed as hyperactive. Now, they're saying, oh, it would have definitely been ADHD. Well, it was just kids. Some kids are boisterous. Some kids like stimulation. Like these cricketers and Formula One drivers, what happens if when they stop racing? They look for that big buzz, they start parachuting and stuff, because, you know, that's what some people are like.
Yeah.
And, look, someone's saying, oh, I'm on the roof next door. Oh, shit, we'll be able to go and get him down. He just loved life. Yeah. That's it. And kids, we're Australians. You know, we get stimulated by different things. And the more and more, I think times have changed since I've grown up and you've grown up. Like I'm saying, I'm 66 model.
We were 66.
Yeah, so we were stimulated all the way through. Look, I can still remember riding my BMX with a sled going down the road to go and shoot the local birds and that. Now, you'd be locked up and thrown away the key. Yes. So all our rights are getting taken off us, as you will, and this is probably deterrent from what's going on. But the government, they're looking into inquiry what happened in Tasmania. They're saying that he was on the phone when some of the shootings were taking place, and all this stuff the government are doing that's coming out of the woodwork 10, 15, 20 years later, what's going to happen in another 20 years? We mightn't be around, but there'll be other people able to follow this on.
And, how are your kids? Are your kids angry or they just accepted it?
Jordan's very disappointed in regards because he was A-grade cricketer.
Yeah.
He played B-grade last year. He's down spin bowling and he was a pace bowler. He still gives his all and he'll still run, but we go for a walk up Roslyn Park here in Bendigo, go and watch the fireworks, and he's lagging behind because he's finding hard. That really annoys him from where he was to where he is now. And we see it, so we'll slow down and keep up with him. But, yeah, you can tell that, you know, he's got the shits with it, for sure, as I would too, if I had the same sort of effects.
Yeah. And we've got this disinformation bill coming through, which means an interview like this will be silenced. How does that make you feel, knowing that the truth is they don't like it, they want it silenced?
Well, it's pretty, Well, it's pretty sad in regards to, because you know, we aren't in Russia. We're not in China. You know, freedom of speech here, you know, we could say anything we want. The government have either got something to hide or scared that something's going to come out. So to shut these people down that are, you know, I won't say essential or anything, but trying to prove a point that, hang on, there is something wrong. We're not trying to make a big deal and put people under fire, but you're not admitting it. If you admit and say, yeah, we stuffed up, blah, 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 right, what can we do about it? What's going to happen? How can we reverse some of these effects? You know, because once your DNA's changed, your DNA's changed. And that's what they say, these earlier drugs that they give everybody. And thank God, which I'm not religious, I had the Moderna. And I pushed, the first week come into Bendigo, I was one of the first people to go and have it because of I didn't know what was in those other two batches of Visa or Pfizer or AstraZeneca.
So you think if your children were given acknowledgement by the government, like, look, we've made a mistake, we're really sorry, then you could work on, okay, how do we fix it? So it's like identify the problem and accept responsibility that something's gone wrong, and that would give some solace to your family?
Well, then with the medical side of things, because like they're all pushing us to get private health care and everything like that. If they admit that, you know, hundreds of thousands of people have been affected by this and they'll cover the medical expenses and the drugs if need be to give them half a quality life, I think that they owe that to the people, myself. But they won't own up to it, or if they, you know, it'll be a long time before they do, because the cost involved is going to be astronomical.
So you think they're waiting, hopefully these people pass away?
Well, that's, you know, you leave something long enough, it disappears. And, you know, I'd hate to think that's their mythology and how they think like that, but it's quite upsetting if they would think like that, because we've got the right, you know, we're the people, they should listen to us. At the moment, they're their own right. And I hate to say it, like, I was... The two parties, I used to be on one side of the party. I don't vote for either of them anymore. I go to the independents for the Australian Party and different ones like that, because they're not for the people, it's for themselves and the bigger corporations, I hate to say. And I'm not really political, but you know, once when the unions were the unions and they were strong and backed, and now it's just trying to break the unions, and I'm not a union man by far, yeah. But they've got hidden agendas. And these agendas are not just with what I'm saying now. There's other things I don't know about, and people would be passionate about and tell you the same thing. I'm not ill-informed, but, that's my own, how I think.
How are you coping with having these injured children? I mean, that must be a hard cross to bear.
It's frustrating that you can't do nothing. It sort of makes me proud that they've pushed through to have some sort of normal life and everything like that. But I know at some stage, if Jordan keeps deteriorating, and hopefully this pacemaker is going to stop the myocarditis and pericarditis, that he has a quality life and sees his kids have kids. But we don't know that. You know, it'd be nice to say, yep, everything's rosy, but we're not on a knife edge either. But we'll just... As soon as he shows any other symptoms or anything like that, with his blood clots, which he's starting to get, which is all, you know...
So he's getting blood clots
then? Yeah, in the legs and that. So we just hope he doesn't get him in the lungs again, because he's had them previously. So, yeah, there's a multitude of things. And, yeah, so... We say we don't dwell on the past, but we won't forget, put it that way. So, hopefully, and this, what you do here, you know, it's great, and it informs people... that there is something going on, there is something has happened. We can't pull the wool over people's eyes, because we're not idiots.
We're not idiots.
No. So
Australians are not idiots. We're not slaves either.
No, and we shouldn't be dictated to. We should be respected, and they should listen to our voice. You know, they dictated a minority to a majority, and this is sadly how things are going, the majority rules, and we've got to turn it around. We've got to push the subject as people to say, hang on, we shouldn't be getting $400,000, $500,000 a year to be in office and working 8-hour day, fly all over the world at our expense. You should earn $120,000 a day. And those people...
A year, you mean?
Hey?
A year, $120,000.
Yeah, $120,000 a year, sorry. And then those people like the doctors and the nurses that, you know, do the hard yards, they get the $400,000 a year because they earn that sort of money, you know what I mean? Even the police force, you know, to a certain degree, even though they were dictated to by the government. And the dealings I had here in Bendigo, because they said you could exercise to a certain degree, so detecting's a great exercising thing. Coppers had pulled me up a few times and they'd talk and they said, oh, what are you doing? I said, exercise. And he said, oh, with your detector? He said, yep. He said, how'd you go with the exercise? And I said, oh, there you go. Oh, very good. So the ones I dealt with, and they were country cops, were really good. There's other ones here that come down from Melbourne, you couldn't even go to Bendigo. So it's pretty sad when you can't even leave Bendigo, you can only go shopping. Yeah. No.
Anything else you'd like to say to finish off?
Look, I appreciate giving me the time.
No problem.
And
it's really important.
Oh, I agree.
For history, that if someone looks back, this actually happened. This is the truth.
Look, I agree 100%. And I'm only saying my side of the story. Those people that are affected, we need to stay strong, we need to stay together, we need to talk about this, because if we try and hide it, we won't get any support, we won't get that resolve to say, look, we might have a chance of improving our quality of life. So,
well, you never fix a problem if you're not allowed to talk about it.
Correct, agree 100%, and we don't learn by it either.
comply with things that don't make sense. All we've gotta do is not comply with things that don't make sense. All we've gotta do is not comply with things that don't make sense. All we've gotta do is not comply with things that don't make sense.
I'll tell you a story about my dad, born to a generation of silent men.
Now, suicide is a topic that we don't always talk about.
I only knew one time what was really going on inside of me.
The biggest killer of men under 50 is suicide.
And the first time in my life, I knew him.
Men need to talk about their problems more, and then the moment you do it, you're like, all right, not quite so often and not quite so loud.
And he couldn't reach me.
92% of men who took their own lives were actively seeking help.
They wanted to.
But just give me some advice over the phone or anything.
Like what? I haven't got any special magical advice.